I just heard that FX has a new original comedy coming out called Adults, which after watching the trailer feels all too familiar. Adults is a comedy that would feel relatable if you ever find humor in the struggles of being an adult in 2025. You know, like remembering your full social security number or to drink water, or perhaps having your third existential crisis of the month. Best part is that all episodes will be ready for your next weekend binge. Watch FX's Adults Wednesdays on FX, all episodes now streaming on Hulu.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Friends, welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. Woo! How you doing?
Good. Wishing I could eat my Cheez-Its.
Drew did just say at the beginning, I wish I could eat on the pod.
I wish I could snack while I was talking.
Not what the pod's about, sorry.
That's my favorite thing to do is talk when I'm eating. Just kidding.
Sure.
My two favorite things, talking and eating.
This we do know.
Right.
Right.
Do you remember in season one of Game of Thrones when Daenerys is with the fucking Dothraki, like when this is when Khal Drogo's alive?
Okay.
And like she has like her little handmaidens that like bathe her and shit and like braid her hair and all that because she's the queen, right? Of their little tribe. And like every time they say something that they believe is true, like fact, they're like, the moon is a goddess, right? They say, it is known. And then all the other girls go, it is known. Every single time she says that.
No.
Do you remember? You don't remember that at all? It's not ringing any bells for you?
Nope.
Well, then I guess there's really no point in me continuing my conversation.
No, I mean, so you just explained it to me. So then what's the bit?
The bit being, when you were saying it is known, I wanted to repeat it in that tone
cadence.
But I feared that you had no idea what the fuck I was talking about. Turns out you don't.
You were right. I wouldn't know.
I ran around the block to end up next door, unfortunately.
Me asking what's the bit as if I didn't just say what you just said.
Right.
I forgot I said that. I just be saying things sometimes.
Anywho, I mean, you and me both. I just went on a 35-second explanation to nowhere.
No, but I understood it once you brought it back around.
Right. Yeah. Wait, I just realized, do these need to be up here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're probably wondering, who is that gorgeous woman on the left? That's not Dayson. Her hair's different. I got a haircut.
She did.
I got a bob.
You sure did, queen. Mm-hmm. And it looks fantastic.
Love. I'm obsessed with it. Went to Pilates for the first time with it. Kind of weird working out with your hair down, because if I put in a pony.
But kind of tea, though, huh? Because I work out with my hair down sometimes.
I mean,
it's kind of tea.
Today's class was so hard that I wasn't really having fun with it. But like, right. If it was a really fun class, then yeah, I could be like,
it's just kind of tea.
The way I'm so hot and sexy right now. I mean, I knew I was hot and sexy, but like, I want to be able to appreciate it. I couldn't really today because I was so tired.
Yeah.
My instructor today, we were doing clamshells, if you guys do those in Pilates, where you're laying on the box on the reformer. And I was doing them and she literally came up behind me and she said, girl, you look like you're laying on the beach. Sit up. And it made me laugh really hard because she was right. I was at the beach in my head.
Nice. Nice. Got me together quick.
No, for real. I also vacuumed my car for the first time in who knows how long. What a difference it makes.
Right.
In my mood in the car. And I don't drive very much, but today I enjoyed it.
That's nice.
So maybe it'll become a monthly routine. I like to
it was raining, so good on you for doing that.
I know. Wash my car outside. For no reason, but that's okay.
I never really understand that when they're like, there's no point. Well, I mean, kind of there is, because like, I mean, my car's still clean, right? So the rain just makes it cleaner, kind of.
I guess, yeah. But then won't the little drops dry?
I guess, but like that happens when you go to the car wash sometimes.
That's true.
I just think it's all relative. When people say that, I'm like, whatever. And also, if it rains and your car's dirty, your car looks even worse when it stops raining.
Yes, that I do know.
So it's all relative,
isn't
it?
That is true.
Nothing matters. I guess is my point.
Oh, you guys, I finished the whole new season of Black Mirror. It's really good.
Yeah. It's good.
I told you the one with Rashida Jones, the very first one, is the most realistic one I've seen in a really long time where I could actually see that happening.
Sad.
It was really fucked up. And then
it's so sad.
I'm trying to think what my favorite one was. Did you watch all of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was, I told you, it was either the first one or the one with Paul Giamatti because I really enjoyed that one too.
Yeah.
And it was sad too.
The one with the guy with the computer, that one was scary.
I know.
Yeah.
That's why I told Billy that one like is just creepy scary. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know.
That one's very classic Black Mirror. I liked the one with the girl that was like the chocolatier. I liked that one a lot too.
That one was crazy.
I liked that one a lot.
And I did. I
want that little pendant. And I'm going to make every mask I know fall in love with me.
I'm going to use it for good. I swear.
You guys, please.
I also think that one is I felt like it was an allegory for obviously like Black women never being believed about anything. So I felt like that was the larger message. But then I was also feeling just in general, it's just like people, like women in general, it could just be women of color, whatever you want to call it. But just white women weaponizing, you know, their whiteness in situations like that to the point where they make you go
insane. But she did make up that mean rumor about her.
No, that's why I'm saying it. That's what I like about Black Mirror, because it's kind of, it forces you to think in terms of like, what is bad?
Yeah.
Like, what really is bad? Who is really good? Is anyone inherently good? Or are people just kind of doing
their
best?
And I'm not saying
because
she made up that rumor, she deserved to be tormented like she was being. But
no,
like,
but it's like, it does make you feel a little less empathy for her, which I think makes it more realistic. Like, where people have faults and have made mistakes, but do they deserve things like that? Like, it's really makes you think. Really, at the end of the day, makes you think.
Like, put my thinking cap on.
Yeah. No, that's art. Art provokes emotion. It was good though, I would say. Very entertaining. The first one though is so fucking sad, bro.
Yeah, that one was really sad. The Paul Giamatti one was really sad too.
I know. Yeah.
He's just such an incredible actor. I really enjoy everything he does.
I know. And that's another good example of one where you're like feeling empathy up until a certain point and then you're like, wait a second. And then it's like, well, and then it's like, you know what I mean? Like that's
I feel that.
A good show, I would say. Nothing too spooky, so I was happy about that.
Yeah, this one wasn't as scary. That's why I need to finish the season before this one, because I never did, because it was all too, like, I would watch one and be like, can't watch anymore for at least a week, and then I just fell off. So there's two more I need to watch. And
I was like, I was even telling Billy, I'm like, well, are there some you haven't seen? And he goes, yeah, there's a few. And I go, well, let's watch those. And then he goes, okay. And he kept trying to put on ones that he had already seen, and I was like, no, I want to watch new ones with you. Like,
all the other seasons, all of them are scary, but like I enjoyed it, and that's why. And I think it's because I was watching it with someone. So this last season I wasn't, and this one I was like, you watched all this, I was like, okay, I should be fine.
Yeah And even when we were like, he put on the one with Aaron Paul and I forget the other guy.
Josh Harnett.
Yeah, Josh Harnett.
He's so sexy, sorry. Have to say it.
He put on that one and I go, wait, this is the one like where they have their others and they like take turns or whatever the fuck, right? And then he goes, and I go, you've seen this one, you told me you did. And then he goes, well, you should still watch it. He was like,
that lying. One's really good.
He was lying to me. He was like, I haven't seen this one. And I was like, yes you have. That's why you can't,
you see how men try to gaslight women. That's crazy.
Believe women. But also that's me being a Virgo. Like, don't tell me things that you think I'll forget. I will not forget.
Yeah.
I said, I explicitly remember you saying.
I've never forgotten anything anyone's ever said to me.
You know what's so funny? This morning.
And it is to my own detriment.
This morning, I forget what it was, but Billy said something. And he goes, He's always saying things. He said, remember when you said this, this, and this about someone?
Okay.
Like, it was something about a person that we know.
Okay.
And then I go, I never said that. Mm-hmm. And then he goes, yes, you did. You said, and then he gave me a very detailed explanation. He said about, like, he talked for probably like 20 seconds,
that's
right?
That's too long.
This long, detailed explanation. And I, like, when he finished, I go, two words in, I knew you were lying. I would never say that. And then he immediately started laughing and he goes, I'm the one who said it. I just was trying to, like, he was like fucking
with
me.
Wow, see?
Gaslighting me. and then he was fucking with me, and I go, it's just funny because I didn't even hear the rest of your sentence. Two words in, I was like, I would never say that.
Can you say who it is? Who
no,
is
it about? It's so, it's like not even that funny, but or serious.
I just want to know.
Oh, it was about. And he was saying, okay, like, remember when you said that you think she has hotel experience because of the way she folds things? And I go, I never said that. And then he said, you said that the way she, and he was like, the way that she presses corners or some shit like that. And
liar.
Literally three words in, I was like, I've never in my life uttered those words all in the same sentence, especially not about her. And I was just waiting for him to finish talking.
That's so funny.
And then when he finished talking, I go, I've never in my life said that. I know for a fact I didn't
say that. I hope you're happy.
That's why, like, a narcissist hates to see me coming.
Yeah. They hate to see you and they love to see me. I tell you what. They love to see me.
No, they hate to see me. They hate to see you because I'm standing right behind you. Like,
you're in a fucking, what's that scary, Insidious? You're the little red man behind me.
For real.
Because here's what happens, guys. Because I've been being better about, because I'm dating and fucking around, whatever. And I told my sister that now when people tell me, because every time people tell me stuff, whether it's romantic or platonic, or just I'm making new friends, I believe you. Why would I have any reason?
Which is crazy.
Why would I have any reason to not believe you? Where I just met you at a bar, we're becoming friends. Why would I not believe you?
It's and so then, funny because that exact thing, I'm like, why would I believe anything you said? I just met you.
But that's what I'm saying. So I just go, I like believe you.
They're completely
but
now, opposites.
Yeah. Now I have decided that everything everyone tells me is a lie. So I don't believe anything you're saying to me. And then if it turns out to be true, then I'll be like, prove it. You know?
Yeah. Here's my rule of thumb now.
Okay.
Now, because before it was you're a liar.
Yeah.
And that
is this
was
before
was
we started doing this? Like, what would you like if you were making
no,
a new friend?
I would just say that was before I grew out of anger first.
Sure.
Right.
No, but I'm saying before we were doing this, if you're making a new friend, would you just believe everything they say? Because that's what
no.
I did before, and I do it now, and it's
no.
horrible. Okay.
No.
Okay.
We'll the see. Way I treat
we're very different people. So
no,
I
know.
This
I'm,
yeah.
What I'm telling you is. I treat all of them the same, like whether you're famous or not. Like I'm treating you exactly the same way
I
would treat anybody before I did this. Now that I do it, whatever.
Yeah.
But my point being that, like, when I meet people now, I'm in a very, very, very neutral space.
Sure.
So everything you tell me could be true, but it also could be a lie.
Sure.
So I should keep both of those on the table just in case.
Okay.
And then I kind of just go from there. Like, if we keep talking, I'll keep listening and I will assess further. But, like, as you tell me everything, I'm not believing inherently that you're not lying to
See,
me.
That I know. And I have been working
I know.
On that.
And that's and that you're right. That is something we have talked about. Mm-hmm. Because mine on the latter half, you can be not trusting enough and then never make connection, like never make friends, never date.
Yes.
Right. That's why I told you, like, I grew out of that, like, anger first one. Mm-hmm. Which I think allowed me to date a little bit better.
Yeah.
In a way that felt more authentic.
Well, I'm not necessarily dating with, like, anger.
No, I'm saying that's how I was.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm just saying
it was very guarded the way I would date, which I think I'm entitled to.
Yeah. No, I still am like that right now. Like,
right.
Yeah.
And you should be. Like, you should be guarded. Like, you should protect yourself to an extent.
Yeah.
But I had to kind of figure out another way to allow myself to be vulnerable, but not in a way that made me feel too exposed to, like, too trusting. So the best way I would do that was just to approach it with neutrality, where it's just like, you could be telling the truth and you could be lying, and I can't be shocked either way because I don't know you. I have to spend more time with you. Now that's how I approach all relationships. It's just very like, we'll see.
No, I mean, you know that you're highly favored and highly blessed in many ways, but being having a significant other before doing this,
that's one of them.
Yeah,
if anything, I made sure to do that because I knew to some extent something I was meant to do something in entertainment.
I wouldn't say that I wasn't trying to make it happen.
No. I'm saying I knew this was going to happen. So I had to take care of that first.
No, I thought I did too. And I didn't. And that's okay.
And honestly, I'm so fucking thankful for many reasons.
Yeah.
To not be single and doing this.
No,
at the same
it's
time.
Horrible. And that's why so many of my creative friends, we've been swapping advice and it's been helping me.
But
a lot.
I'll tell you what. Huh. I would be monogamy, please. I wouldn't trust a hoe as far as I could throw him if I was dating in this industry. If I was dating right now, no way.
I literally made a TikTok about this.
You could sweet talk all you want. I don't believe you that we're going to be monogamous. I would probably be even more guarded if I was dating now.
Sure.
That would be crazy. Nobody respects
me. Anyone. Me. Nobody respects me.
That's not true. I do.
Well.
They do. Well, depends. How do you treat me when you meet me in real life? Just kidding.
Do you objectify me? I don't know.
I don't know. Do you tell me I'm way way prettier in person than I would be online? I don't know. We'll see.
Makes you think.
That's kind of like when I did that thing with Trixie, and I was telling, I kind of told her about that, and then she said the same thing. She was like, well, maybe, you know, maybe they mean like it's just energy, because I think you're even more beautiful in real life. And then I go,
that's not what they're saying.
Yeah, and I go, that's not at all what they're saying.
No, they're saying like, literally, you look so much different.
Yeah, person. No, yeah. That's, see, what you said and what they tell me are two very different statements. Saying you're even prettier than I thought and saying you're way prettier than I thought, two different things. Yeah.
But both mean.
Both mean, regardless.
Because we did meet a few fans last summer that were like, oh my gosh, it feels just like I'm like, you guys are exactly the same in person. That's different. Or like, your energy's so fun in person. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
We got, that is like, yeah, that's a compliment. Thank you. You say you guys look way better in person. That's crazy. You guys saying to me, my girlfriend that's with me right now, she has a crush on you. That's. All right, friends, we're going to take a quick little break. And this is with our friends at Dry Bar. This podcast is presented by Dry Bar's all-inclusive 8-in-1 multi-styler and Blowout Defense Collection right here to my left. An all-in-one game-changing tool and liquids that together deliver blowouts that last up to 96 hours. I love that the all-inclusive styler comes with four different attachments with two modes to give you eight different ways to style your hair. I also love that the Style Lock technology in the little products next to me optimize air and heat to reduce long-term heat damage. The Blowout Defense Strengthen and Extend Blowout Accelerator Spray cuts blow-dry time by 32% while locking in styles. I also love that the Blowout Defense Strengthen and Extend Shampoo and Conditioner deeply hydrates, detangles, and minimizes breakage with Hydrobond Peptide, helping to maintain hair strength blowout after blowout. Y'all know me. I just cut my hair, so I'm going to start using these products. I already know. Going to cut down the blow dry time. And maybe it's going to make me feel really cutie. And I love, and I tell this every time, that it helps hairstyles last up to 96 hours. And that's what I'm talking about. Because if I don't have to wash my hair still looks good. That's what I'm all about. You know what I mean? I also really love that this utilizes a Hydrobond peptide that acts as a pre-blow treatment for healthier, longer lasting styles. So don't just get ready, but stay ready. Get a blowout that lasts now and shop Drybar's all-inclusive and blowout defense products at drybar.com. Now back to the episode.
Yeah, I got that. I got that many times.
I wanted to say thank you for the compliment, I think, but also if she has a girlfriend, that kind of ruins.
Kind of fucks up my mojo, if I'm being honest. That's a bummer.
Okay.
Also, like, here's the thing. I think if you ever, because I got hall pass too,
yeah,
a couple
same.
Times.
Same.
More than I'd like to say, and like more than I what I think should be realistic, but that's besides the point. I feel like that conversation is so awkward in obvious ways, but also I don't feel like you're kind of operating from this stance that like I'm already game. What if I'm not? You're attracted to me? Okay, what if I'm not attracted to you? Then what? Is the hall pass still like, can we discuss it? Or is it more of a, I just kind of have to be cool with it because you know what I'm saying? Like,
I've recently on my TikTok, I started getting girls that are like, don't tell my husband, but I have a crush on you.
I get those too. I get those more than anything.
I know, but I feel like as a lesbian, I'm like, well,
I know.
I actually just emailed this to him and I hope you... You're happy with
I'm
what you've
not
done.
A lesbian, and I'm just like, hey, bring back diaries and thoughts, you know?
Sometimes
thoughts can stay thoughts. They don't have to be verbalized.
We don't have to say everything, you know?
Ever.
I feel that.
What were we even talking about?
Oh, no one respects me. And no, we were talking about narcissists or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was joking about how I remember everything.
Yeah.
I literally remember everything.
No, same. I agree.
Especially, and I'm not proud of this, when I'm angry. So I will remember every minute detail. It's crazy how my brain starts, it turns into a stenographer. It's documenting every single detail. As soon as I'm angry with you specifically, I'm going to remember literally everything.
I mean, I remember everything always, but I get that.
Yeah, I don't. It's like, it's almost like my brain registers things that I may need to use as ammo, mm-hmm. and I'm not proud of that.
No, I agree. And maybe that has to do with what, as
I'm working on
with us getting older. Cause like, as I go out with Carrie now, and she doesn't really drink, I go, your job is to remember everything that happens because I don't remember.
I do. especially drinking. Sometimes I feel like drinking enhances my memory. I know it takes away.
And it's not even because I'm blacking out. It's just like my brain's just like, we don't need to remember that. And then I'll be like, what happened?
I know. But I was always the friend that always remembered because I never blacked out no matter how drunk I got. Same. To this day, I've only ever blacked out once. And even then, it was only about 45 minutes of the night.
Yeah, it wasn't the whole thing.
No, yeah. There is a chunk of the night missing. I will give you that. I remember getting there. I remember being there in the beginning. And then it blank. And then I came to at a different bar.
Mm-hmm.
I came to at a different bar. I was talking to a dude and I had two drinks in my hand, but one was a beer, one was like a martini. I don't even drink those. And the guy I was talking to, I was teaching him Spanish. And I don't really know Spanish that well. Yeah, I do, but not enough to teach.
No,
for
I
sure.
Know.
I don't. Yeah. And he wasn't Hispanic at all. So don't know how that happened. That's just where I came to.
I've blacked out more in my 30s than I have did in my 20s. I never did in my 20s. I remember everything.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I think the effects of brain rot.
Maybe.
Too much skibbity toilet riz in my brain. And that's why my medulla oblongata is like attached to those things.
Oh, yeah. Also, speaking of brain rot, I thank you for all the compliments on my t-shirt. A lot of people were complimenting my t-shirt.
Oh, the fucking gooning one?
It said certified gooner on it.
Would you guys believe me if I told you that's one of two t-shirts about gooning that she has? Would you believe me?
And I see that and I raise you when I filmed my show the day after mm-hmm. I got those t-shirts. I filmed one episode in that one and one episode in the other mm-hmm. one. If it were up to me, I would have my entire wardrobe would be t-shirts like that and big jeans. And then platform shoes and that's it.
And I don't want to tell you this, but that is what my closet is. So that's why I told you, don't even buy anymore. I have plenty of silly shirts like that for you.
Yeah, I have so many. I've just worn so many on my show.
I have plenty that you have yet to wear. So
I used to like do, you guys remember, I used to do like full out themes for my show. Now I'm just like another big t-shirt, another pair of jeans, and then the same glam. And then maybe a different, maybe a curled haircut, maybe a crimped one. Who knows, right? But yeah, a lot of you complimented my t-shirt. Billy told me he saw that shirt and it made me laugh so hard. I was literally laughing and I was like, that is so fucking stupid.
And then you ordered it?
No, I didn't. We laughed about it for like 20 minutes. I was like laughing. I was like, that is so fucking stupid. I need a shirt. Like, that is so fucking stupid. And then the next day, he told me, I have a surprise for you. And I was like, okay. And then he made me close my eyes and hold out my hand. And then he put two different ones in my hands. And he's like, I got you two different kinds. To be loved is to be seen.
Mm-hmm. Anyways.
Well, that's
it's
what
so
I was
weird
say.
Your mic turned off for that 40
so weird
second,
you went mute for like
and
20
you, I know
minutes
you were doing right now. I didn't hear anything
whatever
said.
It was probably fucking dumb mm. but anyways he got me those and a lot of you liked the shirt, thank you. I did have to explain to my mom what gooning was, and there's just no dignity in that when you're about to be 30.
No, and I was gonna say that, know? I was watching Trixie and Katya watch Love on the Spectrum and they were saying he's trying to get his goon on. Are they using it right?
No, I've never heard it used that way.
Maybe they didn't. I thought they said goon.
It, yeah, they do. He's gooning.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying I could have sworn they said like he's trying to goon.
Yeah.
Is that the right way to use it? See, yeah. I don't understand it either.
Yes, I think so. I've always heard it used more so as an adverb or
like because they were talking about how Connor, when he's saying like, I'm hoping things might get a little more physical.
He's trying to get his goon on.
Yeah, and they said, oh, he's trying to get laid. And then they said he's literally trying to get his goon. And I might be misquoting it. I just watched it this morning. Is that the right word for it?
Yes, I believe so.
He's trying to goon?
Yeah, goon. You know what?
Is it a state of mind?
It's just like one of those fucking stupid words that can be used in so many ways, but there is one universal way, which is like in my head, it's like slobbing on, like when they say slob on my knob.
Yeah.
That's gooning.
Oh, okay. 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 Okay.
It's just like, it's, what is it? What do they say when you're, when they say you're like, you're sucking up to them.
kissing ass or brown noser?
No, dude, that's the geriatric way we say it. I'm saying the glazing. Yeah. That's what it is. When they say glazing, it's the same shit.
I literally just sent that to Brittany. Yeah, I know glazing. Yeah.
Yeah, glazing. It's the same thing as gooning.
Oh, like, okay.
It can be interchangeable with that. It could also just being like, go stupid, go crazy. You know what I mean? Like, it's just so many things, and that's why it makes it, that's what makes it brain rot.
Is it an umbrella term like the word queer?
It's the umbrella term like the way, like the word queen. Queening. She's a queen. Yeah. Queen. Hey, queen.
Not as queening out together.
Not as queening out.
On your episode with Jordan.
She didn't want a queen. Like, it, you know how it's like, it can be used so many ways, but there is one universal way.
On your episode with Jordan and Kendall, when you were talking about a firefighter, you were like, not me saving lives. That was really funny. I liked that part a lot. That made me laugh really hard.
Oh, like I was like me talking like a Gen Z teenager.
Yeah, but as a firefighter.
Oh, because I was talking about the pit. Yeah, yeah. Like the joke we made on here. A lot of you like that joke too, period.
Which one?
When we were talking about the being on the pit.
Oh, my girl jizz is inside my good American jeans.
Yeah, jizz on my jeans. Okay. My fucking bad. You guys don't like jizz in your jeans. That's why I said you still have to save my life. You have
you
to.
You have to. No, and so many of you, we were talking about like how that girl said in that episode, I'm glad I wore like nice underwear because my mom used to always say that, and one of you said that your boyfriend, they had to cut him out of his pants or something, and that they said he had a British butt and they didn't know he was awake, and it made me laugh really hard because what the fuck does that even mean? What do you think a British butt
is? It's literally like them talking over.
Oh yeah, like this person said, in addition to wearing cute underwear advice, don't sleep naked. I used to until I had a seizure in bed and the paramedics had to find some clothes to put on me from a laundry pile because my room was a mess while I was still out of it. I woke up in the gurney in denim shorts, a t-shirt, and no underwear or bra.
Denim shorts.
Oh, this was
get some fucking bottoms on her. Yeah,
Catherine said, my boyfriend had a colonoscopy and when he woke up, he heard the nurses talking about how he has a British butt and then they saw that he was awake and they had to apologize.
I would just pretend that I was asleep.
And you turn and then just tears.
Yeah, just one single tear. And then I'd be like, no, I just had a bad dream.
I just woke up. Can I see my mom?
Yeah. Could you guys give me a minute? A British butt is crazy because I know it's an insult.
It has to be.
It's not a compliment.
Doctors, sound off below. I know there's plenty of doctors who are fans of us. I know.
When they're thinking British butt, they're thinking, you think, like, who's the first British person you think of?
Well, Harry Styles.
No. If someone says British butt in a bad way, you're thinking of Harry Styles?
I never looked at his butt, if I'm being honest.
I know that. I'm just saying, if someone says, oh, he's got a British butt, yeah, you know it's an insult.
Yeah.
Who's the British butt we're insulting?
I think of Timothy Chalamet, now that the more you're saying it to
me. He's not British.
But he has what I would think a British butt looks like.
Which is what?
Flat.
It's just like, it looks like just a clothes, bones. Like a clothespin.
Taylor Creator's called Kendall Jenner. Look at a clothes. She's shaking them bones.
You don't need to look at a clothespin and it looks like.
Oh, like a pucker. Like a, what did he call it? Pinch?
On, a pinch. On
Jersey. He called her Pinch.
Just the way they play that record scratch when she turned around. I'm not going on the show.
That show feels like also peak internet brain rot. Wouldn't you agree?
I just can't. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's why I said British, but like, he's not British though. But you're just equating like body type.
If I'm assuming what a British butt is, that's what I would think. You want me to guess again?
No. Do you know who I'm thinking of?
That's what I'm asking. Do you want me to guess?
No, I don't want you to guess mine. I just wanted to hear what yours was.
I
want to
guess yours though.
You'll never guess mine.
Can you give me a hint?
You're never going to guess
like
mine.
Like Ed Sheeran?
No.
Okay.
I'm thinking Winston Churchill.
You're right. I would never have guessed that.
Exactly. That's why I said, don't even bother. You're not going to guess it.
What does his butt look like?
I don't know, but I know it looks British. I guarantee it.
Well, genetically speaking, sure.
Well,
ethnically.
And just like phenotypically.
Should I Google what British butt is? I'm going to do it on incognito tab because I don't want this in my history.
I just know that it's just an insult. It's just such a specific insult. And like, as someone who does love specific insults, it is funny. But it is mean.
What is British butt? They're calling it, they're like, oh, they call it like buttocks. I'm like, no, that's
yeah,
not.
Because it's subjective. It's art.
It or bum. I know they say bum a lot too.
No, dude. When they're saying that, they're thinking like, I'm thinking just a big white ass. But it's like not in a good way though.
I literally wrote, what is British butt? And then I wrote insult at the end. figured out. There's nothing here.
I told you.
Yeah, they use the word fanny. They're just telling me what British people call butts.
It's subjective. And they call vaginas fannies. So, anywho.
Those guys are so silly. Because what are you talking about?
British butt. That is mean as hell.
Yeah, that one got me. That would have hurt my feelings a little bit. I get that.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to. That's so mean that I wouldn't want to confront the nurses who said that to me.
Yes.
That's one of those. Like, that's such a doozy. I'm just going to take this and go home. Mm-hmm. I don't need to. We don't need a post-mortem about it.
We don't need a post-game type of discussion about it.
I don't want to ask why would you say the meanest thing I've ever heard to me. I don't need to know the thought process behind it. I just want to go home.
That's funny.
I'm good.
Speaking of British butt, we're going to go into this week's topic. What a great transition.
Perfect.
So we decided to return to our roots. These were like our most popular episodes that really I think a lot of people found us through.
Oh yeah, they still are. We've repeated them a couple times, and they always are. Plus, it's the prompt we use when we're on tour.
Yeah, so we're doing this one is funny dating horror stories, and I put in there, please use 5 sentences or less because some of y'all send novels, and I love you, girl, but I'm not reading all that.
Well, it just gets a little hard because we have to download quickly and choose quickly.
Yeah, so here we go. All right, friends, we're going to take one more quick little break, and this is with our friends at HelloFresh. So fresh air, sunshine, and good food, that's what spring is all about. HelloFresh makes it easier to fit quick home-cooked meals into your schedule every week by curating delicious recipes like pasta primavera, chicken Dijon, and pecan-crusted trout, as well as over 100 seasonal snacks, sides, and treats. In 2025, we're evolving to fit every lifestyle by bringing customers even more convenience without compromising on taste, health, or homemade quality. Our new ready-made meals offer chef-crafted, flavorful dishes that are ready in just 3 minutes so you can dig in and get outside, get work done, or just get some me time. I love with HelloFresh, y'all know this, that cooking is so good for my mental health, and they take all the thinking out of it. Everything's pre-measured. I don't have to look for spoons or cups or anything to measure anything. Everything's already in there. Everything's super easy to follow. I'm preheating the oven. I'm measuring this. And by measuring, I mean pouring the tiny little bit of salt that they told me to pour in here. I'm cutting things up. I'm having fun, and I'm just having me time, if you will. So all of you can feel great with meals that fit your spring schedule and make the season even more delicious. Go to HelloFresh.com/2IdiotGirls10FM now to get 10 free meals with a free item for life. One per box with active subscription. Free meals applied as discount on first box. New subscribers only, varies by plan. Now back to the episode. Okay, this first one's from, I think it might be Isa or maybe Isa. There's no pronunciation, so I'm sorry if I mispronounce your name. But she said, I was on a first date with my coworker's son. She set us up and it was so cute until he revealed to me that he doesn't use soap, like at all. He went to the bathroom twice on our date and took forever. And I honest to God thought he was ditching me or shitting. Nope. It turns out he was in the bathroom cleaning himself with fucking water. No soap anywhere. Just water between the cheeks and pits. I can't even talk about it because it still stuns me. And I swear on everything, he didn't stink at all, which was even more shocking. But I was repulsed. I'm so confused. So why didn't he do that before the date?
So then was he just making a mess down there and he had to keep rinsing off? Like, was he so nervous? He was sweating and it was stinking it up. So we had to go rinse off.
I just
like,
don't know why.
Why are you taking 2 bird baths?
Why are you cleaning yourself like a cat during the date? Why would he do it before?
And also, like, did she say they were like out at a restaurant?
That's what he went to the bathroom twice on our date. I'm assuming they were out and about.
That's even worse. Like,
where are they? Let's paint them a picture. I think they're at the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, I was going to say Macaroni Grill.
Okay. A Romano's Macaroni Grill.
They're at the Macaroni Grill.
Yeah.
And they just brought the breadsticks and he's like, I'll be right back. And then you eat the appropriate amount because obviously you want to eat more, but you're trying to like
look not, skinny on your date.
You're trying to lie still and act like you're not still hungry.
Yeah.
So there's at least 2 left and you're like, is he even gonna come back? And then you're like, that is kind of taking a while. Yeah, huh? And then he finally comes back and he looks a little out of breath.
Yeah, he's perspiring a little bit on his forehead.
Yeah,
maybe wouldn't you think if he's putting his hands in between his cheeks, like, are his pants wet now?
Well, that's why I'm like, what's going on? Like, what are you doing in there?
You just now had time to catch a flick?
You just had carved out 2 hours to catch a flick? Like, I'm confused. That movie came out 12 years ago.
I don't understand. I'm so confused.
I don't know. That's why I said, like, what are you doing in the bathroom that is warranting these, like, pit crew stops?
Yes.
Like, where you need to do multiple things. Yeah, like, what's going on in there?
And like, why wasn't this done beforehand?
And if it was, why is it still happening now? Like, is the clock restarting? Well,
and like, if you fail to prepare, you prepare to fail, you know?
Well, I guess, but I'm just like, I'm confused why mid-date we're doing it. Like, yeah. I would understand if he went through the whole date and then he goes to your house and then before you start messing around, he goes and he's gone for a while.
Yes, of course.
Why are you going to wash up twice?
Before the apps even got to the table.
Twice through dinner?
I just had 3 Diet Cokes while you were gone.
Twice through dinner? What's going on down there?
A yeast infection of sorts. Do boys get those?
He does, probably.
No, they get that jock itch.
No, sorry. It has to be a boy name. It's a yeast infection.
He gets jock itch.
You literally have a yeast.
You guys are fucking gross.
Also, like, it's a yeast infection.
I'm mad.
Like, the way it's almost like they're like, well, make it blue because it's for boys. Like, that's how it feels.
And
like,
pink yeast infection for girls.
Yeah, like, they put eye black on it and they're like, it's for boys now. Like,
well, isn't jock itch like ringworm?
I have no clue. I've never had it, so I don't know. I
know my jock itches all the time. Am I right or am I right?
No, you're like, I'm trying to get my jock itch.
No fucking shit. But no one respects me. Here we are. Just kidding. Okay, well, Issa, I'm really sorry that happened to you. And she's a Virgo. Oh, we'll see, Cancer Sun. That's why you stayed. Same. I'm a rising, but Virgo rising, which makes me think that I would have been way more like, what's going on?
Also, how did not using soap come up?
Like,
in conversation.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Is also the second time I would have been like, are you good?
Yeah. What's going on in
and
there?
And then he would have been like, yeah. And I'd have been like, oh, okay, because you've been gone.
He's so sorry. It's because I don't use soap and I need to go wash my ass in the sink.
Just and like, just in case, you know, this goes well.
He went twice during the date.
I'm just imagining, like, you ask and then they're like, oh, it's like, I don't use soap, so just in case this goes well, I went to rinse
just in
up.
Case someone gets lucky,
just in case, who else?
Yes, I will take the Caesar salad.
A Shirley Temple, please.
It's the jock itch, sorry, that's for boys.
There's like, just in case, who knows?
I fucking hate men.
I imagine that's how they're delivering men. And you're just sitting there with just an unbelievable disgust on your face.
Like, and while he's saying all this, because you guys are at the Macaroni Grill, he has red sauce all over his mouth for sure.
Not even.
Like a little kid. Yeah, like a little kid.
Just right there.
Okay, this next one's from, I think it's Lise. And they said, we met on an app and went ice skating, but we got too anxious and just talked in the parking lot instead. After we parted ways, he insisted that I owed him at least one kiss for being kind and understanding. He had short man syndrome and I never talked to him again. What audacity.
What? You both got anxious or just one of you? Oh my goodness. What are the odds? First of all, if we're both anxious, go ahead and hit a Yui and take me home.
Yeah.
If I'm already anxious around you and you're anxious around me,
something is afoot.
Two dumb bitches saying exactly back and forth. Like, go ahead and take me home, player.
That's me and Brittany hanging out. Exactly. Exactly.
I'm that's gonna cost you though. Patience and kindness, that's gonna cost you.
That's crazy.
One singular kiss.
Just one. And like, I get that, but not being a freak about it. That's weird.
Well, also, like, why did you say that? Like, if it probably would have naturally happened had you not opened your fucking fat gob. That's why some of them just run their goddamn mouth too much.
No, and then he goes, I'll be right back, and goes inside the ice skating rink to go wash his cheeks and then comes back.
Just like, and then he's like, just in case.
You never know.
I this actually, like, reminds me. That I posted a video about the 100 men versus a gorilla thing yesterday.
Oh, I kind of made a video about that too.
Yeah, but I just said like 100. My thing is like, realistically speaking, like, could 100 men defeat one singular gorilla?
I don't believe it at all.
I think probably, and I even talked about it with Billy too, because Billy knows a lot about animals. And I was like,
did you see Chance post about it? He was saying there's no way. He goes, but what I would do is become friends with the gorilla. And then
Fine. I'm taking the side of the gorilla every time. I understand rooting for the gorilla in this imaginary scenario.
Yes.
But I think that I said this in my video, like, logically speaking, do I think that 100 men could defeat a gorilla? Yes. Purely just by numbers.
Yeah.
Right. Like, because the gorilla will eventually get tired. Off
strength. Yeah.
No, it's purely just you're going to wear him out. He's going to kill at least 30 of you.
Yes.
But like, and seriously maim and or injure, and eventually you will die, the other 25. Whoever's left, I guess, sure, maybe at one point, yeah, could overpower a gorilla. And when I said that, I was like, see, like, and I said, could 100 able-bodied, like, strong, capable men overtake a gorilla? Sure. That's not you, though.
Yes.
That's the part we're missing. Like, you said the average man?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the average man is getting hit and your skull's flying out the back of your head. Like, the average man is getting fucking murdered. Like, that's what happens next. And I was like, it's like, that's what's crazy to me about it is like what you're fantasizing about. Like I even said, I'm like, this male loneliness epidemic that you just keep whining and moaning about, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think I solved it. Maybe you don't have anyone because you spent all your free time fantasizing about beating up a gorilla. Like, maybe that's why you're alone, because you're insane. And maybe you're alone because you write fan fiction. Like, you have literal fucking debates. I started the video by saying, in all the years I've been doing this, I have seen men debate some buffoonish ass things, some silly ass things, thinking that they could beat a gorilla. Seriously say that they could take a gorilla in hand-to-hand combat one-on-one? That must be top five. One of the dumbest bitch things you've ever said in your life.
It's a lot, for sure.
Could a very strong, capable man? Maybe. Could you? No.
No.
That's the important distinction. That's like, they're talking as if they're built like LeBron James. Like, the average man is 5'8". The average man.
But none of the men talking about this are 5'8". They're all 5'4".
Well, and then I was like, 100 men versus your own genetics. Like, you guys are worried about the wrong battles.
Mm-hmm.
According to the male loneliness epidemic, you guys can't even win against sadness. So what the fuck are you talking about? You're going to beat a gorilla. someone in my comments says, enough of this talking. Just fucking do it already. I was like, that's what I'm saying. Get it. You know what? Get in the cage and
get
do it.
Get in there.
Prove it. Prove it, you fucking bitch. Prove it. That's why I was like, women don't talk about shit like this, because what a dumbass thing to fantasize about. Like, when you have literal scientists that study apes going on CNN to talk about it, it's gone too far.
Are they doing that?
Yes.
I thought we were being funny.
I thought so. No, I think we've made it funny. Oh, like, okay. I think women and gay people have made it funny.
Being silly.
No, like, people who are not awful red pill men who are being serious about it have made it funny.
Yeah.
But it was a very real thing. It's just like the bear thing. Like, a couple years ago, they thought they could beat a bear.
Yes.
And someone even said, like, well, what are they doing? Like, in what world would you ever come across a gorilla? Like, what are you even talking about?
And there's 100 of you just casually there?
Yeah. Someone's like, what are you, hunting them? Like, what are you, poachers? And I was laughing, and I go, that's the funny thing about poachers is poachers are evil. Evil incarnate. They have weapons of mass destruction and vehicles and teams, and they still get murdered trying to do that shit. Get the fuck out of here. And that's why I was like, if I were to think about the average man competing against a gorilla, you're out of your fucking mind. You know what's a perfect comparison to? Is my man, who is larger and stronger than the average man, who's bigger and stronger physically than the average man. Couldn't even watch the live action fucking Tarzan.
Mm-hmm.
Because he got beat on the chest with both fists by a fucking gorilla.
A silverback.
And all he did was go, and Billy said, turn it off. It's not realistic. I said, my man can't even watch. He can't even witness phony gorillas.
One man pretend to fight a gorilla.
Yeah, because he knows it's not realistic. That's what my man's fucking doing. And these men are going, I just think with the right tool.
Shut up.
With the right tools. How about no tools? Just your bare hands. Go ahead and get in there. I was like, you can't even fight your dad. You can't fight a gorilla. That's who you really want to fight, is your dad. That's why you act that way.
Oh my God. Okay, guys, we're going to do two more and we're going to wrap up. These are pretty funny. So this first one's from Vivian. She said, he broke up with me on the 4th of July because I forgot to text him good luck before a baseball game. And then she wrote, Speak Now, Taylor's version had come out that weekend and I had to listen to the whole album with my friends without breaking down because they didn't know that I had a boyfriend at the time.
Oh, dang. That's a hard one to listen to, too.
Enchanting to me, you.
Speak Now is a great one. But did you listen to Better Than Revenge? That one's on there. That's a good one to listen to when you get broken up with. Right.
Little slut shamey one.
Right. We love to slut shame. In 2012, 2013, we love to slut shame.
Okay, wait. I just lied. We're going to do two more after this. This one's from Katie. She said, we went on a date to In-N-Out. And while in line, I asked him, what are you getting? And he said nothing, which should have been my number one red flag. I ordered a burger, fries, and shake. Once I got my food and we sat down, he started, and she wrote in all caps, to eat my fries. And then she put, that told me everything I needed to know, and I did not talk to him ever again. And Katie, you're so real for that. I would literally, like, scream in the middle of In-N-Out if someone touched my fucking fries.
Oh, yeah, Jason hates to share fries.
I will not share my fries with anyone. And you know who always asks to share them with me? Alex. And you know what I always do? I always share them with her. Because I love her so much.
And Donovan. And you know what she doesn't do? She doesn't share with Donovan.
No.
That's because you give that bitch an inch, she'll take a mile.
Girl. He'll be like, I just want to try it. Then you should have ordered it.
Then he's Miss Pac-Man all of a sudden.
Girl. Oh, guys, I went and saw The Thunderbolts with my brother. I forgot to tell you at the beginning. It was so good. It's one of the best Marvel movies I've seen in a really long
time. That's what I've heard.
They touch on mental health. Everyone's so hot, sexy. Bucky Barnes, I was like, just give me 5 minutes of your time. I don't need a mass lesbian like that.
I was going to say.
And I want to know what blue eyeliner Florence Pugh was wearing on her bottom lash line. It was iconic and it was there the whole time.
And blue eyeliner looks beautiful with green eyes.
Yeah.
And she has green eyes.
She does have those.
TTT.
What would you do if someone said, I don't want to eat anything, and then they started eating your food? What would you do?
I would have been like, oh, are you hungry? Remember when I asked you earlier if you wanted some? I can get you some. Do you want some?
Do you think he said nothing because he couldn't afford to pay for both of them to eat?
You shouldn't be on a date then. Well, I know that. Sorry. What the fuck?
I know that.
Like, I'm sorry to be that fucking guy, but you shouldn't be going on dates that you cannot afford. Does that mean that you can't date if you're broke? No. I've been on dates with broke guys and they made it work. Yeah. Like, the date was really fun and actually really wonderful, even though we both had no money. Mm-hmm. So you can do it. You just don't. You make it her fucking problem.
Sure.
Because for some reason, they think they're fucking, and any sort of mid-tier wienering after is like payment enough, which is fucking insane. That's insane.
But yeah, I would be mad. I'd be like, oh. Mm-hmm.
I would just do that. I would literally be like, oh, are you hungry? I can go get you some. Do you want some? Because then it puts them on the spot and they'll either stop eating or they'll go get some.
I would have been so pissed off, Katie. You're crazy.
Yeah, I would have been. I would have literally said that because we barely know each other, and that's the time to do it.
Yeah,
is to be like, oh, did you want something?
Yeah, remember when
I asked you earlier if you're? I knew you would be hungry. Do you want some? Let's go get you some then. And then they'll get so embarrassed they won't do it. There you go. It's true.
Okay, and then this is the last one that we're gonna do for this episode. This one's from Bree, and she said, "I went to his bathroom after we had already hooked up, and I saw a tripod set up towards the shower." I confronted him about it, and he admitted to taking pics of his dick to post on a subreddit dedicated to Ginger Bush. He wasn't even getting paid for the posts. He was just posting penis for funsies.
That's one of those where it's careful when you ask questions. Because I'll be honest, if I asked and that's the answer I got,
that's my fault.
I would have wished that he lied to me. I would have wished he told me he was recording me. That would have made me feel less fear than I felt hearing the truth.
They just post their pee-pee for no reason.
Oh, they send it to women for no reason.
But I'm just saying, I mean, that I can understand a little bit more. It's still gross and you shouldn't be doing it. But
I've gotten posting dick for fun. Yeah, but I've gotten dick pics from dudes I barely fucking know.
No, I know. And that's horrible. I agree with that.
I'm saying, like, I haven't even really spoken to like that.
Oh, my God.
Like, we met once, maybe. It's the same thing as the Reddit, like, in that sense.
He was posting on a subreddit dedicated to Ginger Bush.
Him giving you all that deep. Pause. I was taking pictures of my dick. Pause. I didn't need to know why. Pause. Stop. Ref, do something. I can't do it. Ref, do something. I can't take it. Stop. I've heard enough. I don't need to hear anymore.
That's too much.
I was taking pictures of my dick. Stop. No. I would be so fucking mad if I had to leave with that story. Oh, I would be so pissed off. I'd rather make up something.
This is like probably one of the worst ones.
That I feel actual anger. Like I feel literal fury. I would be so.
You guys, we've told this story
pissed.
Before.
But you did not have to tell me that.
Someone we knew was she was sent a dick pic unsolicited. She like barely knew him, and she was showing it to us at the table. And he had a ginger bush. And I wonder if it was the.
No. That was the worst dick pic I've ever seen, too.
Do it for them right now as if you're the guy.
No, I can't. I can't.
Why? Because it was so horrible?
Yes. Like, it was just, it was in a, I literally said it, and I'm being so serious when I say this. It looked like a weight loss transformation picture. Like, when you take them in the mirror.
Day one is 75 hard.
Yeah. When you take them in the mirror and like, your sports bra, and your, like, high school gym shorts, like... That's exactly
Sophie shorts from the ninth grade,
like
on.
And your hair's all fucked up and you're like, why didn't I at least fix my hair before I took this picture?
Like, because I got home from the gym and I thought I had to have lost 15 pounds by now.
You take a picture like that's literally, it was in the mirror like that and he was just completely nude. But it was the same face and pose,
and his face was in it. Don't like, they usually hide their face?
No, not always.
I just don't want to look at that.
And that's not the only and can I say, most of the dick pics I've gotten have been in the mirror like that.
Really?
Yeah, like reflecting back.
Like how I post mirror selfies
like
that? So
I can see their face too.
I hate that.
Yeah, I know. They're just nude. Or they have
just in the nude.
They're in the nude. Or they just have, you see how disgusted I feel? Like,
I hate it.
And that, or they'll have like a towel on their waist.
Yeah, then they're
just like opening it like a fucking flasher. Which essentially is what they're doing. They are flashing me.
That just irritated me.
That's why I told you. I got one like that. And then I screenshot it. But that was right after they made it so they would tell you. And I forgot.
We were just talking about this. And when I used to be on Snapchat, I would have my ex at the time. I would have her take a picture on my phone.
Yeah. But yeah. This was before it was like right after they did it and I forgot. Mm-hmm. And then he said, LOL, why did you take a screenshot of that? And then
did
I just
he say,
didn't
like,
respond.
What you see?
No, I just didn't respond. Okay. And then he said, well, did you at least like it? And then I didn't respond.
Okay.
And then he sent me another one later. So, like, joke's on me.
Yeah.
Right? And I didn't open that one. No, I did. And then I had my friend record it because it was a video.
Yeah. Of what?
Of him just, like, it's just taking it off.
Getting mad. Okay.
That's what I said.
We're going to stop there.
This is exactly why I stand by this. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. And I'm speaking strictly from a cisgendered heterosexual woman's perspective.
Sure.
I'll just say heterosexual. Heterosexual's perspective, period. I don't like dick pics. I never have. Uh-huh. I never will.
Uh-huh.
I don't like them because I don't find them appealing in photos.
Sure.
Because there's nothing appealing about looking at it in broad daylight or with overhead lighting.
No, I agree.
There's nothing appealing about that.
No, I agree. That's one of the best parts of people being a lesbian.
Well, and men can't even take pictures of, like, dogs well, let alone their own hog. Yeah. You feel me? Like, when they take them, they look like DoorDash photos. Like, you know, when they take them and they forget. So they take it from your fucking driveway. It's like a million miles away and you're like, I couldn't even see the food. For all I know, you didn't drop it off because this picture is so terrible.
You're fucking stupid.
That's how they take fucking dick pics.
And it's blurry
it's shaky because they were walking down the driveway when they took it because they fucking forgot. Like,
shut up, bro.
That's what they do. So like, they're fucking off. They're so, it's just like, what am I supposed to do with this too?
I agree.
Like, what am I, like, phone sex makes more sense to me, mm-hmm. because it's like you're both on the phone.
Yeah.
So you're like actively participating. A pic of just your
flick?
Just one singular flick, right? Of
a
your
dick
fucking
flick?
Of your a dick flick, if you will. There's nothing appealing about it. It's fucking horrible. It's horrible and awful. Knock it off. I'm so sick of it.
I feel that.
I treat those feel to me the equivalent of what it felt to me when I was like 11, mm-hmm. and I first got an email and I would get those ones that were like, forward this to 18 people or else your mom's gonna die. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel when I get it's like I feel a very real like I open it, I get nervous, and then I feel sick to my stomach
and then you
and
get
anxious
mad.
And then I'm like, well, I guess I have to send this to 18 people, otherwise my mom's gonna die.
Sure. I get it.
I feel so passionate about how much I hate dick pics. They're so awful. The fact that this guy's just like, all right, you caught me. And then tells you this 10-minute story about what he's doing for fun.
He's finding community for with other ginger bushes.
And men like that have the nerve to make fun of women's interests. Yeah. They think labubus are stupid, but they do that. But they're posting on, they're on posting ginger bush. Pictures
of their ginger labubus.
Yeah, they're posting. They're looking at other people's labubus on gingerbushreddit.com. Don't piss me off. Please. Don't piss me off.
Anyways, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Two Idiot Girls.
Yes.
We hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you buy Drew's book. Make sure you subscribe to the Patreon. Yes. We are going on family vacation this week, so we will have vlogs for that posted very, very soon.
Yes, and I can't wait.
I'm very excited. And I think that's pretty much it. But other than that, we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.